June 10th, 2012. Blessed Mother says, Praise be to Jesus. Today I invite you to consider how far apart my children in the world are from God's divine will. What has taken grasp of hearts is a form of existentialism. I will explain. People in general no longer feel a responsibility towards God for their existence, and in this attitude is the lack of responsibility towards any of God's commandments. Many, many feel every decision is their own and not in concert with God. This is why I first came to you seeking the title Protectress of the Faith. This title could have saved whole nations and many appendages of the Church. But today, people in general see slavery to sin as a freedom, and continually choose evil over good. Leadership has become corrupt, placing power over the needs of all people and every nation. Sin has become stylish. It is my remnant faithful that I turn to with a hopeful heart. These are the souls that must regenerate interest in the truth. You, my children, must clear the way to the ark of my immaculate heart, refuge of holy love. I call you into this heart, not two by two, but millions by millions. The enemy of your salvation promotes every kind of reason not to listen to my plea to you. Do not drown in the floodwaters of controversy. It is through the chambers of our united hearts you will be drawn into God's divine will. This is your peace, your stability, and your security. Only when man rediscovers his dependency upon God will he be at peace in the world. June 10th, 2012, I am your Jesus born incarnate. In close communion with the words that my mother just spoke to you, I invite all to realize that in all things, from your next breath to the rotation of the planet Earth, mankind is dependent upon the will of God, who orders all things mightily. How foolish, then, to disregard his laws and his power, for to do so is to align yourselves with the enemy, such as the citizens of Sodom and Gomorrah. Mankind's inability to realize his place before God has always led to his downfall in the past, and will be so in the future, unless humanity repents of its errant way. The fact that so many disregard heaven's intervention at this site is proof that what I tell is all too true.